Monday, we check in with Dick Weiss, former longtime editor of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. He's our media critic. Dick, as always, welcome to the show, my friend.
Good to be back.
Now, we got a lot of questions about this St. Louis platform, which you talked about yesterday, which
yes.
is the topic of Bill McClellan's column today. You don't get any bigger news than when you were in Bill McClellan's column.
We thank him for the publicity.
Yes, which I find quite fascinating. However, you reported here last week that the St. Louis platform you are involved with a bunch of former employees of the Post.
Right. I found out my title is contributing editor.
So you are the contributing editor now.
I contribute.
Okay. Yeah. However, it's no longer going to be called the platform.
Right. St. Louis Beacon.
St. Louis Beacon.
Yes.
Fill us in.
Well, the as the listeners from last week may recall, the Post-Dispatch started a blog a couple of weeks ago called the St. Louis Platform,
right.
which was basically taking our name. They
right.
slapped a trademark on it, and we had faced a choice. We could fight them for the name and spend our precious resources perhaps on legal issues,
right.
or since we had not been out there all that long in the marketplace, simply change our name. So we took the expedient route.
So what happened? So you've changed the name to now The Beacon.
The Beacon.
Okay,
right?
And when will it become The Beacon?
It really, as of today, I was before I came, I went on the website and I typed in stlbeacon.org, and there's a you can go there, and there's nothing there yet, but it will redirect you to the platform, stlplatform.org. You can go to either place and find yourself and get there.
Okay.
But it's in transition, under construction, and I wouldn't, any minute now,
it'll go there. Okay. Yeah. Now, this is still part of the soft opening, right?
Right,
okay.
Right. We're going to promote it pretty heavily next month.
Next month. So this
right.
is the soft opening, and you're still getting all the ducks in a row and everything
right.
else.
Right.
But if you guys own the stlplatform.org, why don't you just keep that?
It's a domain name, which we reserved and own. But I think one of the problems is, other than who really, whether the trademark applies or not, is the confusion that would result if you were to Google STL platform or St. Louis platform or something like that.
Right.
You may end up at the Post-Dispatch website thinking that you were at our website or
right.
vice versa, and it was just not worth it.
All right. Now, we talked about this a little bit, and we talked about this off the air much more than on the air.
Mm-hmm.
But the premise of this new enterprise is what?
Really, our slogan is News That Matters. We want to do in-depth, enterprising journalism for St. Louis. The other news media outlets, Post-Dispatch being one, but there are others as well, the staffing levels are shrinking, and they can't keep up with all the news, as we say, that matters. So we want to go in depth on a number of topics. We're not going to do sports because that is covered very well in this community, and we're really not going to do entertainment in the sense that, where do I go tonight, what restaurant do I go to, or what movie do I go to. We will do the arts. We will do healthcare, development, and politics, which we think are not covered as well as they might be.
Will there be, quote-unquote, investigative journalism?
Yes, there'll be investigative journalism. We'll be digging things up. We'll be also what you might call explanatory journalism. Why are things the way they are here in St. Louis? What are the root causes of a number of problems that we face, and what are some possible solutions? The other thing about the platform is, or the beacon,
thank you.
I should say, is that it's really a place where people can gather and not only get information, but have discussions about it. And we'll be promoting a lot of back and forth and having people, they'll be writing blogs, they'll be writing comments, there's a voices section where you can participate and have a discussion, hopefully a civil one.
And it's like the Drudge Report in that it's always there. And
that's right.
When the stories are ready, you'll post the stories and you'll go from there.
That's right. I hope we're not like the Drudge Report in many other respects.
No,
but
I understand. Right?
But more, less rumor and more facts.
Right. Now, but I guess the question is, how often will it be updated?
Oh, continuously.
Continuously.
The interesting thing, it's a whole different rhythm than a daily newspaper, which we're all focused on a deadline, which arrived for us often around 6:30, 7 o'clock in the evening, and you had to get all your material in. Yeah, now it's you file when you're ready, when it's there. And so anytime you go there, there probably is something new on that site. And yet there doesn't have to be anything new until it's ready, because you don't have to get that edition out and on the lawns at any given time.
Let me ask you this question. Since you are now the managing editor?
Contributing editor.
Contributing editor. Okay.
That means I'm contributing material, but not – necessarily money.
Okay.
I hope that's clear to everyone. I just got my taxes. It wasn't pretty.
Okay, so a lot of the people who work for the Beacon are former Post-Dispatch employees. And is there a rub there between former employees and the newspaper and this new Beacon? And did Bill McClellan cross any line by promoting something that his old co-workers are getting started, which would then be in direct competition with his current employer?
That's a good question.
Right.
I would say...
yes, no, or maybe, I don't know.
I'm going to try to avoid a Barack Obama moment here where my poll ratings will go down 20 points based on what I say. But I think that there is a spirit of, you know, we were at the Post-Dispatch. We worked very hard there I worked there for exactly 30 years, and we gave it our all, and then we left. Some of us were not happy with the direction that the paper was going. But that said, what we really want to do is enterprising journalism, and the people at the Post-Dispatch who we worked with respect that, and I think that's what and Bill in his column today was recognizing that we're all trying to do great journalism. We need support for it in whatever way we can get it. And so we keep on keeping on.
All right. Speaking of Bill McClellan, you have columns on Nancy Miller.
Yes.
And that story.
Bill has I used to be Bill's editor. I really just say his spell checker because his stuff was really great. All the time, but I think he's really outdone himself. He's done a series of columns on Nancy Miller's case. Nancy is some of the listeners who was accused of that, was on parole, and he, as the Post-Dispatch looked into this, Jeremy Kohler and Joe Maher did the initial story that revealed that Walters had told people when he was in prison that he had a family, and yet nothing was done in terms of his treatment, and he was released. And so the paper raised a lot of questions, which Bill has continued to ask. How could he be released? Why didn't he get any treatment? And there have been hearings, but really no answers from the state, in part because the state has said there's some confidentiality that applies. In fact, there was a ringing quote from the hearing in which a legislator asked an official why Walter's parole was denied in 2005, and he refused to discuss it. He said it was a little bit confidential, and to which Bill responded, Nancy Miller is more than a little bit dead, two families are more than a little bit devastated, and citizens should be concerned that it could happen again. And Bill has been hammering on this, and it makes me very proud of him and of the Post-Dispatch for what they're doing.
So much so, I believe Governor Blunt was asked about it.
Yes.
Over the weekend.
He's holding her, and he said something needs to be done. What will be done, we don't know, but I'm pretty sure something will be done. Something redemptive will happen as a result of this case, because Bill McClellan has put his moral authority behind it.
And it's interesting because this is the second he was in jail, right? This alleged killer. He was in jail. He was let out. He was then back. He had a sordid past to begin with.
Yes.
And he was from South Carolina or North Carolina. Was living in North Carolina somewhere.
Yeah, I believe somewhere in the southeast.
Yeah, and then came back.
And his parents lived here.
Wasn't here too long before this tragic thing happened.
Yeah, it's a terrible thing, and something needs to be done about it.
Yeah. Also, you brought up Betty Cuniberti, who you worked with at the Post for a long time.
Yes, Betty was a columnist, a very funny columnist. writing in the feature section. A lot of people remember her. She lost a son last week. He was just 17, Oscar Canavan. Very sad set of circumstances. One of my favorite parts of journalism really is obituary writing, for many reasons, but it gives people a chance to sum up somebody's life. And nobody did it better than Betty did in the paid obituary section of the Post-Dispatch, which she described her son in all his frailties and all his wonderfulness. What sticks with me, maybe perhaps because I was a kid like this, is he once booby-trapped his home with dental floss. And there are other stories like that about the little O. And so I encourage people to go read it. I put a link to that obituary on my website, and our condolences and prayers are with Betty and her family.
She wrote the obituary for her 17-year-old son.
Yes. That's a hard thing to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of your website, weisright.com, is that going to be linked to the Beacon? And is the Beacon going to have links?
Yes. I don't know exactly whether my website will be linked to it, but some of the stuff that I do, and maybe even our little tete-a-tete.
Our big segment, our big weekly session.
Our very important, crucial discussion could be on there in the Voices section. Or at least it would be. One would think it would be eligible.
You would think. All right, what's the best story we've never read?
Best story never read. A lot of people talking about the future of the print industry, as we do very often. And Eric Alterman of The New Yorker wrote a very lengthy and thoughtful and provocative piece speculating how long print journalism has to last. It's been 300 years now that newspapers have been out there, and he predicts that within our lifetime, no more. And it's a very interesting piece, and it's out of the New Yorker, and the link is on my website. I encourage people to read it.
Now, newspapers, the print side won't be around, but
right.
Newspapers will be online.
Oh, right.
They'll be in the ether somewhere.
Right. We probably won't even call them newspapers because, you know, the second part of that word is paper.
Right.
And I predict the demise comes as soon as the device that you have to read the material is portable enough and handy enough to operate in a restroom.
No question.
Yes.
No
question. Then it's gone.
No
question.
It's
all over.
The minute you can get the sports pages while you're on the throne, it's over. But until then, men still need the sports pages.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, exactly. All right. The website is weisright.com. Weisright.com, plus the new website for the St. Louis platform is now the St. Louis Beacon, and it's stlbeacon.org.
That's correct.
And you can go to stlplatform.org and put the link in and save it, and it's going to be this is going to be groundbreaking, and I can't wait for the first time you break a story on the St. Louis Beacon, and the rest of the city is chasing down that story and sourcing it, as told to the, as found on stlbeacon.org, and then you're off and running and things go great.
Yeah.
Advertising and all that is very similar.
We're looking for it, and we'll be out after it and looking for contributions.
All right, good. Now, are you running this? Where are you in the hierarchy of all this? Are you at the top? Are you near the top?
Middle management.
Again, middle management.
I'm basically there for comic relief, I think.
What are you gonna take the buyout from the St. Louis Beacon?
Yeah, I need to start asking about that.
All right, Dick, always a pleasure. Weisright.com is the website.